Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, November 14th. Sure hope you're with us last week catching nice winners, Glass Slippers and Tarnawa on the Key Races and Bets podcast and the Key Races and Bets blog, both brought to you by AmWager.com. That's where you can get the blog, AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site with lots of perks and tools for the better. We're going to start with the Notebook Stakes, Race 7 at Aqueduct on today's Key Races and Bets podcast. That's at 2:45 Eastern. Market Alert can post the upset opening at 10-1 if he runs back to his maiden win in June. He's been off 2 months, and the win came in his debut, so we know he can fire fresh. He put in 3 fantastic workouts before a maintenance workout November 20th. The first, a second best of 49 for a half mile, the second, best of 99 and a half mile, and the third, best of 44 at 5 furlongs. Those all say a lot about his condition. Loscano has ridden him in all 3 races, the first a maiden win against New York Breds, which put him in the same spot as all the rest of these except favorite Blue Gator, because the rest have just 1 maiden win against New York Breds to their credit. In that maiden win, Market Alert maturely closed from 5th of 8 to win easily by 3, and the 89 Equibase speed figure is the best earned by any horse in the field, including the favorite. He then faced open company in the Saratoga Special and ran badly. Then he tried blinkers, pressed a hot pace before towering to 4th. That last race, the funny side, has turned out to be a key race in which the winner came back to win. The third horse finished 2nd, and most importantly, the horse behind Market Alert came back to win a stakes. The works are really telling, and if Market Alert can run back to his debut, he's likely to run very well because he'll be set up by a big pace duel between Rail Sitter, Storm Shooter, who has to go, and Needly Types, Half Right, Eagle Orb, and Looking for Trouble. Blue Gator sat 2nd early last out before drawing off to win the New York Breeders' Futurity at Finger Lakes last month after a debut win from just off the pace in September at Belmont. He's likely to get the same kind of trip and can win, but hoping at 2-1, I'd rather one of the other contenders does win. Just the same, Blue Gator is a must-use on Exacta tickets. Horn of Plenty is the other contender. Won in his debut last month, his only start, at 6.5. So I like the fact he's running 6 furlongs here, especially as the hot pace duel benefits his closing style, in which he rallied from 5th when going away. Horn of Plenty didn't earn a big figure, but he can improve nicely second race in his career. And Atrus gets his horses to stay in top form once they're there, resulting in a 30% back-to-back win percentage the past 2 years. In the Notebook Stakes, Race 7 Aqueduct, post 2:45 on Saturday, November 14th. Win bets, Market Alert and or Horn of Plenty at 3-1 or more. For the record, minimum win betting odds on Blue Gator 2-1, but that's unlikely. When making multiple win bets, which we should do here if we get these odds, use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A Dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a great Dutching tool, totally free, among many other great features. AmWager.com. For the Exacta, we're going to box Market Alert, Horn of Plenty, and Blue Gator. We're going to skip down two races, to the Artie Schiller Stakes, Race 9 at Aqueduct on Saturday, November 14th. This has a post of 3:47 Eastern. And Bala Rocks and Rinaldi appear to have an edge in this race, but with the former opening at 12-1, compared to 3-1 for the latter, we'll start there. Bala Rocks has earned over $750,000, winning 8-25 all on grass. Why is he 12-1, you ask? It's not because of his recent form, because he's won his last 2, was beaten in those 3 back when 2nd, and was 2nd 4 back. The only reason for his high morning line odds is he was claimed out of his last race and 3 of his last 4 were claiming races. So what? He was running where he was competitive, and it doesn't make it overmatched by any token. The race which wasn't a claiming race among those 4 was the $82,000 purse Lure Stakes at Saratoga, and he won. This race carries a $100,000 purse, so it's not much different. In 2 of those 4 races, Bala Rocks earned 109 Equibase figures as good, and in many cases better than most of the rest of the field's recent figures. Jose Lascano gets on. He gets the rail, which is great for his tactical style, in which he's been 2nd or 3rd early in his last 3, and I can't find a single knock on this previous grade 1 placed miler who was 2nd in the Maker's Mark Mile in the spring of 2018 and still loves to win. It's not that old. He's just 7. Rinaldi is 4 compared to the 7-year-old, but he's 4 for 8 and except for his most recent effort when sixth, has never been worse than fourth. All his wins came against New York Breds, and his only race outside of that New York Bred level was the Grade 3 Saranac in August, much tougher than this level. He earned a 1-3 figure winning in September at Saratoga, and he's likely to have an easy early lead with no other horse the type which likes to be in front. That puts Bottle Rocks in second from the start, so I think Rinaldi and Bottle Rocks are going to run 1-2 or 2-1. In the Artie Schiller Stakes, race 9 at Aqueduct, Saturday, November 14th, 3:47 Eastern Post Time, win bets, Bottle Rocks and or Rinaldi at 2-1 again, and particularly with Bottle Rocks opening at 12, Rinaldi at 3, this is exactly the kind of race where a dutching tool, like the free one at Amwager, really comes in handy, as it proportions your bets based on the odds so you don't have to do the math for yourself, and because we can bet two horses to win at the right odds. Exacta. Since Bottle Rocks is 12-1 on play, at least a dollar Exacta key box, Bottle Rocks with all, which means Bottle Rocks over all and all over Bottle Rocks, and then play Rinaldi over Bottle Rocks, Hawkish, Delaware, 91 Assault and Therapist. For the trifecta, just a 50-cent try is nice play at Aqueduct. Bottle Rocks and Rinaldi over Bottle Rocks, Hawkish, Delaware, 91 Assault, and Rinaldi over all. Now we're going to move cross-country to the Desi Arnaz Stakes, race 8 at Del Mar with a post of 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Astute is the 3-1 second choice in this race, and those may be gift odds because she has a significant pace edge over the rest, including the 9-5 favorite, Private Mission. Astute debuted at 5 furlongs on grass, opened up quickly by 2, coasted home to win by a head, a deceptive margin of victory. Bred to run even better on dirt as a daughter of Spitestown, out of a mare whose only other foal won $685,000 and 6 of 27, mostly on dirt. Astute should run even better second time out, no problem moving dirt, gets a great post just in case another horse wants to lead more badly. I've got total confidence trainer Dick Mandela has trained the filly to relax if needed, and she's the one to beat. Then I think some of the horses which like to come from far back and open at high odds can help make a profit here if the favorite Private Mission gets tired from chasing Astute and finishes out. Like Astute, Plum Sexy won her only start a turf sprint, doing so with a big rally, fifth to first in the stretch. Canoodling did the exact same thing in her debut in July in a turf sprint, rallying from 6th of 7 when going away. She then ran a couple of turf routes and ran poorly, which suggests the return to sprinting could be just what she needs to be competitive again. Additionally, her dam's only other foal won its only dirt start, so there's that. No concern about the transition to dirt. Miss Costa Rica is another who notched a win in a turf sprint first time out in August. She then stretched out to 2 turns and ran poorly, but on the cutback she'll be rallying late, and she's a half-sister to excellent dirt sprinter and stakes winner Gas Station Sushi, so another who should handle the transition. In the Desi Arnaz, race 8 at Del Mar, post 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Astute, win bet, 8-5 or higher, low odds overlay win bet. I might also make a small win bet, maybe $5 or so, on Canoodling and on Miss Costa Rica if they go to post anywhere near their double-digit morning line odds. For the Exacta, Astute, over, Plum Sexy, Canoodling, and Miss Costa Rica. And maybe for a dollar, turn around, dollar Exacta, Plum Sexy, Canoodling, and Miss Costa Rica over Astute. And then for the trifecta, we'll play the favorite now, Private Mission. So we'll play a trifecta of Astute over Private Mission over Plum Sexy, Canoodling, and Miss Costa Rica. I'll probably play that for a few dollars because the favorite's 1-1-2. I want one of those 8 or 9 or 10 to 1 shots in third. Check out the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog at Amwager, amwager.com. Go to Handicapping and All Stars blog. Check out the tools. Become a member. Amwager, legal in most states, covering most tracks. A very good betting site. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.